This is St. Louis Public Radio. Super Bowl 51 will close out the NFL season next week. This was the first time in 20 years that St. Louis didn't have a team competing in the U.S.'s most popular sport. The Rams moved to Los Angeles last year. The second NFL franchise to ditch St. Louis has prompted many area fans to forswear the league altogether, while others have embraced teams out of town. Throughout the season, St. Louis Public Radio tracked NFL hashtags among St. Louis Twitter users to determine which teams have been getting the most buzz post-Rams. Joseph Leahy takes a look at where local allegiances lie.
Since the Rams left, there remains a lot of enthusiasm for the NFL in St. Louis. At least there has been at Weber's in Webster Groves, one of the most popular sports bars for Chiefs fans in town. But other football fans are still bitter about Stan Kroenke taking his team to L.A. At Bootleg and Barbecue on Washington Avenue downtown, Doug Pierce says he was first a Cardinals football fan until they left in 1987, and then a Rams fan until last year.
Don't really have a favorite team for the last year since the Rams have announced that they were leaving St. Louis. I don't even let them turn it on in my house when the kids come home. And I see the NFL, I'm like, oh, nope, got to turn that off. If I could take those channels off, I would literally take them off.
Figuring out which team now reigns supreme for fans in St. Louis, however, is a tough call by interviews alone. With this in mind, St. Louis Public Radio turned to hashtag activity on Twitter for answers.
We wound up with about 6.3 million hashtags.
Brent Jones is our newsroom's data visualization specialist and came up with a nifty way to gauge team popularity in the St. Louis area by tracking the frequency of NFL team hashtags during the season.
We collected millions of tweets using NFL hashtags throughout the season, and then we narrowed those down to tweets that were sent in the St. Louis region, and then we compared those two groups to figure out which teams were more popular locally and which teams were more popular globally.
In our analysis, the Rams actually topped the list, accounting for almost 15% of the roughly 2,500 NFL hashtags tweeted locally. Not surprisingly, the Patriots, playing in the Super Bowl next week, came in second with about 11% of hashtags. Jones explains that tracking tweets and hashtags in this way is not a surefire way to figure which team is now St. Louis's favorite, as it's difficult to gauge if the tweets are positive or negative. But he says comparing them to the global sum over the same time does suggest who else has been getting a disproportionate level of attention in the region.
Kansas City is up there. Other teams that were overrepresented in St. Louis were the Broncos, the Packers, the Titans, and the Bears.
Longtime NFL sports writer for the Post-Dispatch, Jim Thomas, says the Rams' local popularity on Twitter could be explained by former fans gleefully watching Rams coach Jeff Fisher tie the NFL record for career losses this season. Or he says it could also just mean the region is slow to let go of another NFL team.
These fans are still gripping with. A lot of them are still, tell me they're still stunned that that there's not a team here. A lot of them say they're just still angry about it.
The St. Louis region is now the largest TV market in the U.S. without a franchise, but Thomas says being an NFL fan now is a different ballgame than when the Cardinals left nearly 30 years ago.
Now it's so much easier to follow a team, you know, even if you don't have that geographical tie where it's your hometown team or whatever. I mean, there's a whole network devoted to the NFL now and talking about the league.
Thomas says the internet specifically has opened up so many other ways to appreciate the NFL, like Twitter or fantasy football, that many pro football fans in St. Louis might not have a need to root for any one team ever again. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.